it looks like the situation is getting more serious in terms of food insecurity. We estimated that there were 1.5 million people who were facing hunger in Zimbabwe. The government has announced that this figure has in fact gone up to 2.4 million people in need of food assistance. So, you know, the situation is indeed serious. And given the forecasts regarding the lack of rain and the impact of this on the harvest, which is just around the corner, we can indeed expect the figures of those in need to continue rising. That has certainly been the case in many countries in the region, and we may have to revisit the figures that we're currently looking at.
You are raising money for Zimbabwe to help those who are food insecure. How far have you gone with that?
Well, we have operations to assist about 820,000 food insecure people in 38 districts of Zimbabwe. My understanding is that we're about 60% resourced on that for the moment. That's the current lean season operation to give food assistance, which is both by way of food distributions and cash-based transfers where market conditions allow. And this assistance is usually linked to livelihood training, so that people to qualify for assistance must do some training in improving their livelihoods, practicing climate-smart agriculture, that sort of thing. We will, of course, look at scaling up our operations now that the numbers have been reassessed. But, of course, this is all linked to our ability to raise the necessary funding to maintain our relief operations there.
But with all these wars in some parts of, in Syria, for example, in Afghanistan, is it easy to raise money for food, or there is donor fatigue?
I think we should be a bit wary of talking about donor fatigue, because we've actually seen some donors who've been incredibly generous and who have come forward in support of our operations. They have recognized the huge impact that El Nino is having on this region after an already bad season, an already poor harvest in many countries. But what you say is true. It is a challenge with all the needs elsewhere in the world. So we continue to appeal to our donors to come up with that funding, because the thing is, it's not the numbers of people who are food insecure at the moment as a result of the bad harvest last year. It's also the growing numbers who are going to be impacted by the current El Nino event, which means reduced rainfall and the bad harvest that we're predicting in coming months. And, you know, the risk really of losing all the developmental gains that we've made in this region. So we're hoping that the donors will recognize these needs and respond accordingly.